I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Lopez is driving me crazy with this Le'Veon Bell talk. Let me give you an alternative to giving Le'Veon Bell a boatload of money. Let me give you an alternative right now. You sign Landon Collins or the Honey Badger to play safety. Landon Collins, now a free man for the New York Giants. And you sign Ndamukong Suh to add some athleticism on the front. That's going to cost you probably less than what it would cost to sign Le'Veon Bell. That's going to cost you less. Then in the NFL draft, when you have this second-round pick that you got in the Dwayne Brown trade, you draft you a running back who could maybe make an impact, maybe not at the caliber of Le'Veon Bell, but that can make an impact on your team immediately, and you pair him with Lamar Miller. And examples of second-round running backs, I've said it 100 times, Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara, Le'Veon Bell himself, second-round picks. I'll just give you a list of names of guys, because I know you love – you and I are probably – we love college football more than any other show at this station,
probably.
I would say. And we probably watch more. Let me just give you a list of guys. I'm going to exclude the Alabama running backs because they could be first-round picks. Mm-hmm. Let me just give you a list of names that could go the second round or later at the running back position. You tell me if any of these names interest you.
Okay.
Benny Snell out of Kentucky. Justice Hill out of Oklahoma State. Mike Weber out of Ohio State. You have Elijah Holyfield out of Georgia. Your guy, Travion Williams out of Texas A&M. He's like 30th on this list. There's a lot of appealing names at running back. Bill O'Brien, Brian Gain, evaluate the running backs. And if you want to bring in somebody else, replace Alfred Blue, improve the defense. And then don't throw a boatload of money at a guy who set out an entire year of football, whose best football is likely behind him.
Okay, look, I like a lot of those guys.
Bryce Love, Stanford.
From what I know and what I've watched.
David Montgomery, Iowa State.
Football. I like a lot of those guys. I really do. Here's another problem with what you're talking about. Well, two, to be honest. First of all, if you sign Le'Veon Bell, I know what you're saying about Ndamukong Suh and Landon Collins. I don't know if that would, to be honest, I don't know if that would be as much or less. I think it might be as much or more than signing Le'Veon Bell, because he's not going to get this 50 that's been floating out there. We can agree on that.
I would hope not.
No, he's not going to get that. So I don't think you're accurate 100% on that. It'll probably be more than just signing
Le'Veon Bell. Assuming that he gets $17 to $20 million.
All right, let's
say 20. You could bring in Suh, and you can sign either Landon Collins or the Honey Badger for that same price.
I think that's probably going to be more than what we'd pay for Le'Veon, but let's say it's not. All right, just let's work under the assumption that it's not. And you're saying, okay, well, then you can go draft a running back in the second round. The exact opposite's true, too. If you sign Le'Veon Bell for about the same you would sign those two guys, you can go get that draft equity was go get another position like an Ed Oliver or something like that if he drops or whatever it may be, or even a second or third round. You have 2 second-round picks, safety that you like to pair with these three that you keep, because you're not going to keep all four. So it works both ways on that.
But I just think Ndamukong Suh is the guy that they need to look at. 1 year in a 3-4 scheme. You can go to sportsradio610.com right now. It's Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop on Sports Radio 6. And I think Ndamukong Suh, I think they need athleticism on the front. Seth Payne mentioned it. He watches the tape. And a lot of times when Clowney or Watt go inside, the inside guys, such as the DJ Readers, the Christian Covingtons, and the Brandons, aren't able to get to the quarterback. Ndamukong Suh has a history of getting after the quarterback. It's only a matter of if he's willing to continue to play in a 3-4. And money talks right now, the estimation on Spot Track is $10 million for Ndamukong Suh. But go check that out at sportsradio610.com. And you'll see my reason why I think they should consider that. But right now we'll go to the phones. We're talking about Le'Veon Bell, 713-572-4610 to get in. DP, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Great.
Hey,
man.
I agree with both of you guys, but if it was 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't pick Le'Veon Bell. I would pick him for the simple fact football has changed. Present day football is all about winning now. Building teams are over. I look at the Patriots, how they sign players that they need to plug in to continue to win championships. I can remember last time they franchise tag a player. Mm-hmm. You know, and the players understand that nowadays. There's no more loyalty in football. And I know Bill O'Brien liked drafting and keeping his players. But to me, you got to have a wizard GM and a coach that understand that it's no more loyalty. It's about winning in a year or two every year now in football. And that's just the way it is.
You know, you're right on that. I mean, here's
I don't know if building a team is over, though. I don't
know
that at all.
You obviously still build through the draft, but I do agree with him to this extent. If you draft a running back, as you're talking about, a second-round running back, then you're just kicking the can down the road some more because you wouldn't expect him to be Le'Veon Bell really at any point, but certainly not his rookie
year. You're kicking the can if you draft a running back? What do you mean not his rookie
year? You're not listening to what I'm saying.
No, I'm listening to what you're saying.
No, you're not.
How are you kicking the can?
I'll explain it to you. Here's the point. Le'Veon Bell, off the shelf, boom. You got Le'Veon Bell. You got maybe 2,000 yards, you know, passing and receiving and rushing, right? Receiving and rushing, right? You draft a running back in the second or third round, what are you going to get out of him next year? Keep in mind, Kareem Jackson said the window is closing, especially on the defensive side.
Running backs make immediate impacts every year in the NFL.
So you would expect 18 to 2,000 yards from your second-round pick?
I mean, they make impacts. I'm not expecting that from Le'Veon Bell. I'm not expecting Le'Veon Bell to produce like he did before he got his contract. So
if I'm gonna
debate that I'm guaranteed that I'm going to get what Le'Veon Bell gave the Steelers
then that's a lost cause.
That's just not how it works.
Let's say conservatively 1,300 yards combined. Will you be more likely to get that out of a second rounder next year or Le'Veon Bell?
I mean, there's examples.
It's Le'Veon. You know the answer.
There's examples of it, though. There's examples of what you're saying
are.
Right now. Like just in the last, I'll just stick to the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I won't even go further back. But just in the last 2 years, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, second round picks.
Right. And how many running backs were taken in the second and third round?
I don't know. I don't have it.
But
in
just
front
more
of me.
Than two.
But just last year, Nick Chubb, Cleveland Browns. Almost 1,000 yards. He didn't even start all year. I mean, it happens a lot. It's not like a rare thing. It's not like you're saying draft a quarterback in the sixth round, he's going to become Tom Brady. It happens all the time. There's examples, John.
There are examples, and I'm not arguing that. I've never argued that with you. What I'm saying is if you could guarantee it, I'd sign up, but you can't guarantee it. Nobody can guarantee it. So I'm signing up for the guy that's got a proven
record.
But
you can't guarantee that Le'Veon Bell is going to be what he was. That's the whole thing.
You're more likely to guarantee that than any running back that you draft.
All right, I'll just go back the last seven seasons. You ready for this?
Okay.
These are running backs taken in the third round or later in the last seven seasons. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You're sure?
I'm ready.
All right, Nick Chubb already said with the Browns. The year before that, Alvin Kamara and Kareem Hunt. Jordan Howard in 2016, David Johnson in the third round, Jay Ajayi in the fifth round in 2015, 2014, Devontae Freeman of the Atlanta Falcons, fourth round, 2013, Latavius Murray of the Raiders, he was in the sixth, 2012, Alfred Morris in the sixth, 2011, DeMarco Murray in the third. It happens all the time.
Okay.
It's not like
okay.
a rare thing.
All right, now let me give you some names. Bishop Sankey, all right, Charles Sims. Let's see. Amir Abdullah. All right.
He's been hurt. It's a little unfair.
CJ Procise. Let's go some more here. You want some
more? I mean,
they're
a bust, John. They're a bust, but I'm just saying it's not rare.
Right.
It's not rare to get.
So,
good
no, what I'm saying is for every,
draft.
Like, look, you can do it, there's more that don't do it.
And there's plenty of guys who, when they sign that second contract, they don't do what they did before. So it's not a guaranteed. It's just a matter of where you want to use
but
your assets.
But you're speaking as if, look, just pick a guy in the second round. Put him in there. He's going to be Le'Veon Bell. No,
I'm not saying he's going to be Le'Veon Bell.
Or he'll
Bell.
Be close to Le'Veon
I don't,
Bell.
I'm not convinced that Le'Veon Bell is going to be Le'Veon
let me,
Bell.
Before we get to the call here, let me just ask you one more question. All right?
Go ahead.
One more question.
Prosecutor?
What would Daryl Morey do?
What do you mean, what would Daryl Morey do?
What would Daryl Morey do with this Le'Veon Bell question?
Sign Carmelo Anthony.
No. Answer the question.
He'd sign Carmelo
Anthony.
What
would Daryl Morey do?
I don't know. Is that
you
supposed
know,
to be a good thing?
In this case, he would go for it. He goes for it all the time.
He signed Carmelo Anthony. That's
yeah, and it didn't work. Season. And it didn't work.
I don't know what Daryl Morey would do.
He also traded for, I don't know, some guy named James Harden.
Yeah, that was a good move. Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Man, all them names you named in the second round, none of them players, a couple of them good, Hunt and everybody, but they not Le'Veon Bell.
But do we know? Let me ask you this, Mike. I don't disagree with that. I'm not going to say they're not what Le'Veon Bell was, but there's a lot of guys once they sign that second contract.
Years old.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys that are 26-year-old that sign their contract, and then it's the shelf life for a running back is small. It's very, very small because of the pounding you take.
He just turned 27 3 days ago.
Appreciate the call, Mike.
Oh, you didn't let him finish. Okay.
No, his point was he's 26. It was a very good point.
None of those guys are Le'Veon Bell, and I agree with it.
But we don't. But look at these
running
backs.
Personally, I think he cut you off because he didn't agree with you. But
no, I don't mind that. You can disagree. Grant, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, so ever since Le'Veon Bell in the league, the Pittsburgh Steelers have never been better than 14th in the league in rushing and have been as bad as 27th.
Okay.
And this year, in the top 10, Seattle, Carolina, New Orleans, New England, Tennessee, Buffalo, Dallas, Houston. Those are all in the top 10 in rushing yards in the NFL. You can do it by running back by committee. You can get those running backs in the second round or later.
Oh, this is frustrating.
Signed Tevin Coleman from the Falcons.
Well, let me ask you a question. What's your name again? I missed it.
Grant.
Grant, how long have you been a Texans fan?
Since they started back in 2002.
I figured. And you know why I figured? Because you've been conditioned for mediocrity and the Texans way. You've been absolutely conditioned. I'm not holding it against you. We've all been conditioned. Landry's only been here 4 years, 3 years, whatever. He's already been conditioned. Why do we say, yeah, but we can do this?
I would rather spend the money that we have on other positions. Sign Grady Jarrett on the defensive line. Sign Landon Collins. Go ahead. Go after a good wide receiver to help out DeAndre Hopkins. Get some good offensive linemen. There's a number of good centers. There's some good guards. Go help the rest of the team. Le'Veon Bell, I don't care who you put behind that our offensive line right now. Look what happened to Barry Sanders. Sure, he was great. Great running back, but they never went to the playoffs. They had an amazing running back.
But it's also what you already have. You've got Deshaun Watson. You've got a defense that, again, one of their star players said the window is closing. You got it right now. You got it right now. You're missing one big ingredient on the offense to have that, quote, big three, which, by the way, most Super Bowl teams need that big-time receiver, quarterback, and what? Running back in order to get there.
Patriots' big running back?
This city. Well, you know the Patriots are the outlier of everything. Don't give them.
Who was the Eagles' big running back?
The Eagles. Who was the Eagles? Well, what's his name?
Jay Ajayi?
No.
Yeah, they had four different running backs play.
Oh,
in
so
the Super
now
Bowl.
You're going. Now you're going running back committee. Was your take?
That's what the Patriots did. That's what the Eagles.
So
did.
That's what you want with the Houston Tech running back.
Well,
committee.
I mean, you're using this imaginary big three.
Lamar Miller.
You're using this imaginary big three.
Is it imaginary?
It is imaginary.
Is it imaginary?
There's more examples recently of running back by committee working. The Saints should have been in the Super Bowl. They got a committee.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes. They got Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. It's a fact.
Yeah, and who's their quarterback?
The quarterback's Drew Brees.
And so why didn't they go to the Super Bowl?
Because there was a bad call.
What about
allegedly.
The Rams? How'd the Rams do this year? What was, did they have three big players?
Well, Todd Gurley fell apart, and then they brought in C.J. Anderson, and C.J. Anderson carried the load because
so
his fat ass was carrying the team.
He fell apart?
He did on the back end. He was awful.
He was injured. They just said it yesterday.
No,
was
CJ said it, and he was being a good teammate. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in on this. We're going to hold this over next. And also, who are the most arrogant people in sports?
Mike Leach has an opinion.
I say John Lopez is. All 30 years of you covering sports, you're in the loop.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.